Mesechtes Bava Metzia, Daf Nun Gimel, five lines on the bottom of Daf Nun Beis and Beis, Gufa, and the Gemara will focus on the din of Chizkiya that we previously mentioned. And as the Gemara states, Amar Chizkiya, Chizkiya stated, Ma'isa Sheni She'in Bei Shara Puta, Oyme Hu V'chaim Shem Chula, Ma'isa Rishenes, Lefi She'iyaf Shala Adol Mutzam Tzim Ma'isav. And Chizkiya taught us that although when one has less than a Shara Puta of Ma'isa Sheni, one certainly can't transfer the Kedusha of less than a Shara Puta onto a new coin, even if that coin is a Shara Puta or more, but he can say that I want the Kedusha of this Ma'isa Sheni, which is less than a Shara Puta, to transfer the coin that was already used to be Mechal of the Ma'isa Sheni, which we refer to as Ma'isa Rishonis. And the reason this works is because when a person initially transferred Ma'isa Sheni to a coin, he will surely be concerned that he shouldn't undervalue the coin needed to be Mechal all of the Paris of Ma'isa Sheni, as if he does so, then possibly he'll be eating Paris Ma'isa Sheni B'issa out of Yushlaim, and therefore we make sure that the coin has more value than the Paris that he's being Mechal, and therefore, he now has the ability to transfer the small amount to Paris Ma'isa Sheni that is valued at less than a Shara Puta onto that original coin. And the Gemara continues, Meisvei, and the Gemara asks a question on Chizkiya from the following Mishnah, which is a Mishnah Maseches Bikurim. And the Mishnah is contrasting the Dinam of Truma and Bikurim to the Dinam of Ma'isa Sheni. And we know the Dinam of Truma and Bikurim are similar to each other, since we are Maksha the Dinam of Bikurim to the Dinam of Truma, as the Pasuk states in Parshas Ekev, Utruma Siyotcha, and we learn out Eila Bikurim. And we see that Bikurim is called Truma as compared to Dinim that are relevant to Ma'isa Sheni. And the Mishnah lists seven Dinim that are relevant to Bikurim and Truma and are not relevant to Ma'isa Sheni, as the Mishnah states, Hachum Bikurim Chayav Ala Misa V'Chaymish. And we continue on the Nun Gimel Mal Vasun Lazarim V'Hinichse Koyin V'Ilim Echel Umeya Utun V'Chitse Zidayim V'Harav Shemesh Hare Ilu B'Trumas V'Bikurim. All these seven Dinim are relevant to Truma and Bikurim, Masha Enkim and Ma'isa Sheni, and these are not relevant to Ma'isa Sheni. And the Mishnah teaches us that if a Zar eats Truma or Bikurim, or if a Kohen who is Tomei eats Truma B'mezid, then they are Chayim Misa B'dei Shemayim. And of course, this isn't true regarding Ma'isa Sheni. And if a Zar eats Truma B'shoigig, then he's also Chayim to pay the Kohen a Karim V'chaymish. And the third din of the Mishnah is that Truma B'Bikurim is also for a Zar to eat. And Rashi points out that this is Pashat, since we already saw that a Zar is Chayim Misa. And the reason why the Mishnah teaches us this din is in order to contrast this to the din of Ma'isa Sheni. And there is no Issa for a Zar to eat Ma'isa Sheni at all. And the fourth in the Mishnah is that Truma and Bikurim are considered the money of the Kohen, which, as we will see, is of course a Kula, as the Kohen can use the Truma or Bikurim to Mekadosh a lady. While this Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah and going like Rameya, that Ma'isa Sheni is Mamun Gavaya, and therefore one would not be able to Mekadosh a woman using Ma'isa Sheni. And the Mishnah continues with a fifth in, and this will be the main point of the focus of our Gemara, that although Truma and Bikurim can be batal if one piece of Truma falls into 100 pieces of Chulin, and as Teza explains, you just have to give one piece to a Kohen, so there shouldn't be Gezel HaShevet. However, although Truma isn't Batal B'Raiv, but Ma'isa Sheni can even be Batal B'Raiv. Now, certainly we can't be speaking about a standard case of Ma'isa Sheni, as since it's possible to be paid in Ma'isa Sheni, so it's a Dovah She'esh L'Matirin, and we have a klal that Midrabanan Afilu Be'elof Le'Batal, and therefore it must be that this part of the Mishnah is referring to a scenario where you can't be paid in this Ma'isa Sheni, and also can't eat the Ma'isa Sheni, and it must be that it is less than a Shara Puta Ma'isa Sheni that fell into Chulin, and the Ma'isa Sheni is also Tamei, so you can't eat this Ma'isa Sheni even if you take it to Yerushalayim because it's Tamei, and you also can't be part of this Ma'isa Sheni because it's less than a Shara Puta, and therefore it's not considered a case of Dav She'esh L'Matirin, and that's why it could be Batal B'Raiv. And of course the Gemara will ask a question on Chizkiya from this part of the Mishnah, and the sixth in the Mishnah is that since Truma and Bikurim can become a Shlish L'Tumba, and as we know that Stam Yedai Mashniyas, so one must wash their hands prior to handling Truma or Bikurim, as otherwise they will become Tamei and become a Shlish L'Tumma. Of course, this din is not relevant to Ma'isa Sheni. And finally, although if a person is Tamei and they go to the mikvah, they can immediately eat Ma'isa Sheni. However, although they went to the mikvah already, they're still considered Tful Yoyim until they have Harav Shemesh, and they're not only eat Truma or Bikurim until they have Harav Shemesh. And the Gemara now focuses on the Lashon of the Braisa, and the Gemara asks, "My Masha Enkim Ma'isa?" What does the Mishnah mean when it contrasts Truma and Bikurim to the din of Ma'isa Sheni, but negate the din of Bittul B'Raiv? And as we explained, the Gemara states, La Mechlal, the Ma'isa Bittul B'Ruba, that it must mean that the Mishnah is telling us that although Truma is only Bittul B'Meiv Echad, however, Ma'isa Sheni is Bittul B'Raiv, and the Gemara now asks on the Shita of Chizkiya, Vim Isil Lid Chizkiya, and if the din of Chizkiya is correct, Havali Davishish Lamatir, Michal Davishish Lamatir, and Afilab Elaflay Batal, the Lachir, according to Chizkiah, how can the Mishnah tell us that the Maisa Sheni will be Batal Barayiv if the Fi Chizkiah it is possible to be Misakim Maisa Sheni, even though it's Pach Mishar Puta, by being pointed onto a coin that was previously used to be pointed Maisa Sheni, and Lachir it is a Davishish Lamatir, and Afilab Elaflay Batal, and the Gemara continues and tries to answer according to Chizkiah, or Mai Damasha Inkim Maisa the Batal Baruba, Dil Muloy Batal Klal, that how do we know that your diak was correct and benegia truma it's batal b'mei of echad and benegia maisa sheni it's batal b'roiv? If possible, the diak from the mishnah should be that truma and bikurim is batal b'mei of echad, while maisa sheni is never batal at all, even if it's could be less than shara puta, because it's a davar sheish lematirin. And the gemara responds leimotzes amrit hachi delgabe truma chumri de truma tani kulu truma leik tani, that the gemara explains that you can't say that this is pshat in the mishnah, since the mishnah is in mesechta bikurim and it's trying to teach us the chumris of trumas and bikurim, and therefore you can't explain that the Mishnah is teaching us a kula b'negeya truma, and it can't be teaching us that truma can be batal b'mei of echad, while maisa sheni is more chamor and can't be batal at all. And therefore, once again, the Mishnah is a question on Chizkiah, as we see that maisa sheni can be batal, and l'chayra, according to Chizkiah, how could maisa sheni be batal if l'chayra, if it's a davar sheish lematirin, and kol davar sheish lematirin is afilu be'elaf lebatal? The Gemara responds, v'akatani v'hein nechse Kayin, and the Gemara answers that although the Mishnah is in Mesechta Bikurim, the Mishnah does discuss the coolness of Truma and Bikurim, as the Mishnah states that Truma is considered the Mamam Kayin and he can be Mekadosh a woman, while Maisa Sheni is considered Mamam Gavaya and he can't be Mekadosh a woman, and therefore, quite possibly, we can understand the Mishnah even Lefi Chizkiah, and even though it will come out a cooler by Truma and Bikurim, that they can be Batal B'mei of Echad, while Maisa Sheni, even if it's less than a Sharaputa, can't be Batal at all, as it's Davashish Lamatirin, and therefore, Bittul doesn't apply at all, and the Mishnah can work out according to Chizkiah. But the Gemara says, Leisaka Daitach, that certainly you can't think the Mishnah is teaching us that Benegeya Maisa Sheni will never be Batal, as the Tanya Behedya, as we have in Mefurish Braisa that states, Maisa Sheni Batal Baruba, that Maisa Sheni can be Batal Barayiv, over ears of Maisa Sheni Amru, and what type of Maisa Sheni were we discussing, but Maisa Shein by Sharaputa, Maisa Sheni that's not valid as Sharaputa, Vishenichta Shlaim Vyatsa, or Maisa Sheni that went into Yushlayim and now went out of Yushlayim, and therefore clearly from this Braisa we see against Chizkiah, as the Braisa specifically tells us that Maisa Sheni is Batal Baraiv, and the Maisa Sheni that is Batal is specifically dealing with a case where the Maisa Sheni is less than a Sharaputa, or in a case where the Maisa Sheni was already in the Mechitzah Yushlayim and left the Mechitzah, and therefore these pears can't be eaten because they're out of the Mechitzah Yushlayim, and they also can't be redeemed, and therefore Bittul applies for those pears, as these pears are Einloi Matirin. And the Gemara asks again that Lachir according to Chizkiah, even though these peiris are less than a Sharaputa, but you could use Chizkiah's method of being paid to them by being paid to them Agav Maisu Rishonis, and Lachir is a Dov Sheish Lamatirin, and Afilu Be'elafloi Batal, and Bittul shouldn't apply to Maisu Sheni that is less than a Sharaputa. As the Gemara states, Vim Isil the Chizkiah, Le'evid Le'evid Le'Chizkiah, let us do Chizkiah's method, V'nechalea Maisu Rishonis, therefore these peiris of Maisu Sheni are Dov Sheish Lamatirin, and how can we say that Bittul applies? And the Gemara answers Leiparik that we're talking about a scenario where the person that owns this Maisa Sheni doesn't have any coin that he already was Mischal Maisa Sheni on, and therefore he couldn't do the method of Chizkiah, and therefore it was impossible for him to be pointed this Maisa Sheni that was less than a Sharaputa, and that's why Bittul did apply. And the Gemara continues, V'nesi Maisa Islev and Tzirfinu, let us take all the Maisa Sheni that is less than a Sharaputa and be Mitzdarif with the Maisa Sheni that fell into the Chulin that is also less than a Sharaputa, and now you'll have Maisa Sheni that's valued at a Pruta, and you'll say that all this Maisa Sheni should be Moschalel on a Pruta. Therefore, once again, it's a Dovah Sheish Lamatirin, and how could the Braisa state Maisa Sheni Batal Baruba if L'chir is a Dovah Sheish Lamatirin and Afilu Be'elof Le'Batal? And the Ramban points out that the Gemara's question is only relevant for Chizkiah, as since Chizkiah holds that Pachs Mishar Pruta Maisa Sheni can be Moschalel on another coin, so it makes sense that it could combine with another small piece of Maisa Sheni in order to effectuate opinion as well. However, if you don't hold a Chizkiah, then they hold that any peers of Maisa Sheni at the time that they were separated were valued at less than a Sharaputa, they can't be combined with other Maisa Sheni and they can never be redeemed. And the Gemara answers the midraisa v'drabbanan loy mitstarfi, that we know that really midraisa, the small piece of ma'aser sheni that was less than a sharputa and was mixed into the chulin, is definitely batel b'rayv on the raisadik level, and the only reason it isn't batel b'rayv is based on the din rabbanan that since it's yesh l'matirin, so afilo be'elof loy batel, and therefore the ma'aser sheni that mixed in the chulin only needs a pidyon midrabbanan, and the new ma'aser sheni is also worth less than a sharputa, needs a proper pidyon even midraisa, and you can't combine pairs that are only chayiv in ma'aser sheni midrabbanan with pairs that are chayiv in ma'aser sheni midraisa. Therefore, once again, back to the point that we see that this ma'aser sheni is a davar she'in le'matirin, and that's why it could be batal. And the Gemara asks, why do you say that it's a davar she'in le'matirin if it's nesa demai, the lechayr you could bring demai, and of course demai is a suffix if it's chayiv in ma'aser or not, as it belongs to an amaretz, and roiv amaretzim would take off ma'aser sheni. Ultimately, we would gaze that you still have to take off ma'aser sheni, and therefore you would have a scenario where the ma'aser sheni that fell into the chulin was ma'aser sheni that was less than a sharputa, and really it was batel b'rayv and only midrabbanan because it's davar she'yesh lo matirin. Therefore, it's not batel b'rayv, and therefore midrabbanan you have to take off ma'aser. And even though you don't have a previous coin in order to go and be meichel the ma'aser sheni onto that coin, however, we should take a pachsim sharputa of the ma'i, and we should combine that with the pachsim sharputa of the ma'aser sheni that fell into the chulin, and at least l'fi chizkiyah, you could now go and be paid to the ma'aser sheni by combining these two chetzi putas together. And if so, it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin, and therefore a bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara answers dilma asla asuya b'adah, that the reason why we don't give this etzah and we consider that it's ein lo matirin is because rabbanon v'gozer that we're concerned that maybe someone will take a chetzi pruta pairs that a vade chayv to take off ma'aser sheni, and therefore once again we'll have a scenario where you'll have a deraisa with a rabbanon, and the deraisa of the rabbanon is lo mitstarfi. And as Rashi says, va'oz nimsa shavu chetzi pruta she'enu mu'ur nechol b'lo chilol, and the Gemara continues and asks on Chizkiyah that how could we say then the case where ma'aser sheni fell into chulin that bittul does apply if l'chayr is a davar she'yesh lo matirin? And the reason why l'fi Chizkiyah it should be a davar she'yesh lo matirin is v'nesi shtei putas, you should bring two putas v'nechal leo ma'aser b'puto mechza, and you should go and take pairs of ma'aser sheni which is valued at a puto mechza, and you should be mechal it on a puto mechza, and now you'll have a half a puto left where you were not mechal ma'aser sheni onto that half a puto, and v'nechal l'hay al hechisera, and then you'll be mechal the half a puto ma'aser sheni that fell into the chulin on the other half a puto, and therefore there will be a possibility even be mechal less than a shor puto of ma'aser sheni onto a puto, and therefore it's a davar she'yesh lo matirin and afilu be'elof loy batel. And once again, it's a question of Chizkiyah. And keep in mind that the Gemara couldn't say that someone should take one pruta and be mechal a half a pruta worth of ma'aser sheni onto the pruta, and then you'll still have a half a pruta left, because certainly we understand that you can't go l'chatchila and be mechal a half a pruta of ma'aser sheni onto a pruta, as l'chatchila, the only way to be mechal a pirus of ma'aser sheni is only if you have a full pruta, and that goes onto a full pruta in order to be mechal it. And the only time that we have the Chiddush of Chizkiyah is only once we have a puta ma'aser sheni, we already mechal a pirus onto that puta, then we could say we can now go and take a half a puta and be mechal it on any extra. And the Gemara responds that this is also not a good etza, because mi savra puta mechsa tafsa shtei putais, who said that when someone has a puta mechsa ma'aser sheni that they could go and be mechal it onto putais, and it will cause that one and a half of these putais become kaddish b'kedushas ma'aser sheni, and the remaining half of this puta would be open and you'd be able to mechalal the half of pruta that got mixed in together with the chulin. But that's not the case, as loy pruta tafsa pruta, that when you have a pruta ma'aser sheni, it certainly is taifis onto the pruta, but v'chetzi pruta loy tafsa, but the half of pruta of ma'aser sheni can't be taifis onto the second pruta, since you don't have a full pruta of ma'aser sheni. Therefore, the only way to go and be mechalal onto the other pruta is only by combining the half of pruta of actual ma'aser sheni, which is chayim midraisa, then combining it with the half a pruta of ma'aser sheni that was mixed in with the chulin, and that half a pruta of ma'aser sheni is not really chayiv midraisa, since midraisa really was batel b'rayv, and it's only because it's davar she'yesh lo matirin that batel b'rayv didn't work on the rabbanon dik level, and therefore it's only chayiv ma'aser sheni midrabbanon, and therefore once again we have a problem. Had havle deraisa drabbanon, we now have ma'aser sheni that's deraisa that's trying to combine with ma'aser sheni drabbanon or deraisa drabbanon loy mitstafi, and as we said before, that ma'aser sheni Sheni Duraisa, Maisa Sheni Rabbanan can't be Mitzdarif. And at this point to the Gemara no longer has a question on Chizkiyah. There was no method to actually be Mechalal and to be able to go and transfer the Kedusha of this Maisa Sheni of less than a Pruta onto any item. And therefore, Bittul Barayv can apply. And Rashi is bothered that if you're telling me that when you have a Pruta Mechsa, the Pruta goes on the Pruta, the Chetzi Pruta cannot be Typhus, then L'chir, how could Chizkiyah have mentioned his method if L'chir in that case, we have to have Maisa Rishainis, and how could the Maisa Rishainis be Typhus? And 8 lines from the bottom of the Amid, Rashi states, Vim Basalim, the Chizkiyah Nami, Hechim Mishkacha Shiesh Oidiv, L'chir, in case of Chizkiyah, how could you find a case where you had extra space for the periods of Maisa Sheni that were less than a Shar Pruta to be Chal, Al Yidei Mit Nitfas, how could it be Typhus? And Rashi explains, Mishkachas Lei, that we do find this such a case, Bim Chal Maisa Besela Shalim or Beshekel or Beissa, where you Mechal Maisa Sheni on a larger coin, for example, like on a Sela or a Shekel or Issa, Shafil Loihoi Maisa Shava El Shalosh Prutais, Nitfas Kala Issa, that even if the Maisa Sheni was only valued at 3 Prutais, it was Typhus, the Kedusha Maisa Sheni on the entire Issa, and now there's extra space for other Maisashin to be Chal onto that Isar. And therefore the Gemara asks once again, that L'chir, how can you say that when you have Pirus of Maisashini that was less than a Shar Pruta that fell into a bunch of Chulin, that it's going to be Batal Barayv, if L'chir it's Davashiesh Matirin, as V'nesi Isar, let us bring a large coin called an Isar, then you'll take regular Maisashini, which has a value of less than an Isar, and you'll be Mischalad on the coin of the Isar, and there'll be a lot of space left on the Isar for the appears in the Maisa Sheni, which was less than the value of a Shara Pruta that is mixed together with Chulin to now be Mischalel onto that Isa, and therefore it should be a Davashiesh L'Matirin. Once again, we're back to our original question that how could the Mishnah have stated that in that case it's going to be Batal Barayv? And the Gemara answers Dilma Os L'Asuya Prutais, that in a Chanami that may be a good Reitza, and that may actually be a way to be Mischalel appears of Maisa Sheni that's valued at less than a Shara Pruta that fell into Chulin, but even so, we're going to you shouldn't do that. Dilma Aslas to your Prutais, as we have to be choishish that maybe the owner will actually bring Prutais to be Mischal on. And in that case, of course, it doesn't work because if it will be Mischal, a half a Pruta of Pirus of Maisa Sheni, which a Chayim Midiraisa, then he will want to go and be Mischal the Pirus of Maisa Sheni that fell into the Chulin, which was valued at less than a Shar Pruta. So he'll try to be Mischal the Rice and Rabbanon. And as we stated before, the Rice and Rabbanon is Loy Mitzafi. As Rashi says, Gira Dilma Aslas to your base Prutais, Umaisa. And therefore, it's better that we said that it's been Batal Barayv. We therefore consider this a case of Davashayim L'Matirin, and therefore the Mishnah is correct in telling us that it's Batal Barayv. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to the Braisa that we mentioned, and the Braisa stated, Maisa Shady Batal Baruba, over is Maisa Shady Amru, and what type of Maisa Shady did we say that's Batal Barayv? The Maisa Shayim by Sharaputa. First of all, by Maisa Sheni, She'im by Shara Pruta, as we explained, we don't have the Eitz of Chizkiyah because he didn't have that extra money and he didn't have the Maisa Rishonis in order to be Mischal the Pirus of Maisa Sheni, which was less than a Shara Pruta, onto that Maisa Rishonis. Therefore, it was a Dava She'im Le Matirin, and that's why it was Batal. And then the Braisa stated that another way that you could have a scenario where Maisa Sheni will be Batal Baruba is in a case where it was Nichtas Yushlaim V'yotza, that the Pirus already went into Yushlaim, and then it came out of Yushlaim. One Pirus Maisa Sheni going to Yushlaim and come out of Yushlaim, you can no longer be part of those Pirus of Maisa Sheni, and therefore it's a Davashe Inle Matirin, and that's why Bittul applies. And the Gemara now is that how can you say that those Pirus Maisa Sheni have a dinner Bittul, but Vamai, Vilahed of Vinelei, that Lucheri should bring these Pirus back in Yushlaim, and at the point that you bring it back in Yushlaim, you can now eat these Pirus, and since it's a Davashe Inle Matirin, therefore Bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara answers Bishinitma that we're talking about a case where these pears were tame, and therefore you can't eat the pears. And once again, the davashe in the matirin, and that's why bittul would apply. And as we already mentioned, when the Gemara brought down this brisa, the Gemara thought that the brisa was giving us two cases, and the brisa stated ma'isa sheni bittul bruva uva is ma'isa sheni amru, and the brisa stated ma'isa shein b'shar bruta, which was one case, and the second case is v'shinichsu shlaim v'yotza, and we're talking about a case where the pears were shar bruta, and even so they were able to be bittul b'rayv because ultimately you couldn't eat these peris because they became tummy. Whereas that while it's true that you can't eat these peris because they were tummy, but vinifrike, but the chayr, these peris should not be butler brave because they could still be part of these peris. The Amr Rabbeleza, as Rabbeleza stated, minayin lemaisa shein shenitma. How do we know that when maisa shein became tummy, she put in Yisrael filu b'yishlayim, that you could be part of them and you could redeem them even though they're in Yishlayim? And we continue on daf nun gimel beis, and Rashi points out ba filu b'yishlayim she'im maisa tar niftasham, where we know that if you have maisa shein that's tar, you can't be put in maisa shein once you brought it into Yishlayim. Dechsev ki yechem imcha amakim, that the only time you're allowed to do a pidyon on peiros of maisa shein is when you're out of Yishlayim, and we learn v'loy kashiyah b'yishlayim, and once you're in Yishlayim, you can't be put in those peiros of maisa shein. However, peiros of maisa shein that tamei can even be padoy, and you could transfer the kedusha off those peiros even while you're already in Yishlayim. Shenem, as the pasuk tells us in Pasuk Re'e, when the pasuk talks about maisa shein, v'chiyir b'mcha aderach ki leisuchal se'isa ki yechem b'mcha amakim shivcha Hashem alkecha lasum shmoi sham ki vrecha Hashem alkecha. We learn two dinim out of this pasuk. Number one, a person allowed to be paid to maisa shein when he's far away from Yishlayim and he can't carry to Yishlayim and it's too heavy. And number two, ki leisuchal se'isa ve'in se'isa la'achila, and the lashon se'is refers to eating. Shenema v'isa masos me'is panav, as the pasuk in Pasuk Mikates, when it speaks about Yosef sitting together with his brothers and making a suda, uses the term of v'isa masos me'is panav. And therefore, we also see that if there's a problem that you can't eat mais sheni, then even though you already in Yishlayim and you went out of Yishlayim, you're still allowed to be poided at mais sheni. And if so, the Gemara is asking that l'chayr, since it's possibly poided at mais sheni, so it's a davish yesh lematirin, and therefore bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara responds al bilkuach because of mais sheni. The Mishnah is not talking about a case where you had peiros of mais sheni, because in a chenami peiros of mais sheni that became tamei, you could be poided. Well, we're talking about a case where after the owner went and transferred his peiros maisa sheni into money, and he took the money to Yishlayim, and then he bought other peiros in Yishlayim with his money, and now these peiros became tamei, and the Gemara has a havamina that in this case, the din of pidyon of maisa sheni would not apply, since it's the peiros that were bought with money of maisa sheni, and therefore it's a davar she'ein lematirin, and that's why bittul applies. And the Gemara continues and asks that Yehol Hanoch is wrong, as l'kuch b'kesef maisa sheni namalifukei, that even though these peiros were bought in Yishlayim with the money of Maisa Sheni, but the Maisa, once the Pirus became Tomei, then you should be able to redeem it, and you should be able to be Pirikid, and therefore it should be a Dovish Yesh Lamatirin, and why should it be Batal? The Tanan, as we learned in the Mishnah, Mesechus Maisa Sheni, Lekuach Bekesav Maisa Sheni, Shenitma Yipada, that even those Pirus that were brought with the Kesav Maisa Sheni in Yushlaim and then became Tomei, that you could be Pirikid, and therefore it is a Dovish Yesh Lamatirin, and how could Bittal work? And the Gemara says, Kirabi Huda, that Eina Konami, our Brisa, that states that Maisa Sheni is Batal Bruva, and it brings a case of a Shenuch Yishlayim V'yotza, is going according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, who argues and a Chacham in the Mishnah Masechet Maisa Sheni in the Amar Yikava, and he holds that any peiros that were brought with the money of Maisa Sheni do not have an ability to be paid to them, and there's a din that you have to bury them, and therefore it's a Dovah She'in L'Matirin, and that's why the Brisa teaches us that Bittul does apply. And the Gemara is Rabbi Yehuda, my Ir Yotza Afil Lo Yotza Nami L'Chir, if the Brisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda, so why did the Brisa say that you had peiros of Maisa Sheni that went in Yishlayim and then went out of Yishlayim? But l'chayr, even if these peiros didn't go out of Yishlayim, but since these peiros became tamei and these peiros were bought with Mois Maisa Sheni, therefore you can't be part of these peiros, and therefore it's davar she'in lematirin, and bittul should apply. And the Gemara therefore states Elo ilam b'tar, really when the Brisa states that bittul b'rayv applies by Maisa Sheni, that was talking about a case where the peiros of Maisa Sheni were tar. Your original question was that if the peiros of Maisa Sheni are tar, so how can we say that bittul applies if l'chayr is a davish yesh lematirin, as the person could eat these peiros while he's in Yishlayim, and even if he went out of Yishlayim, he could go back into Yishlayim and still eat these peiros? And the Gemara answers, Mayotza denafel mechitzas, when it says that this person went out of Yishlayim, it doesn't mean that he literally went out of Yishlayim. Reuven had peiros of Maisa Sheni that were tar, he came into Yishlayim, and at that point he could no longer be part of these peiros, and then most of the walls of Yishlayim fell down, and therefore he wasn't able to eat the Peiros and Maaseh Sheni, as the only way to eat Peiros and Maaseh Sheni is while the walls are still standing. And therefore, these Peiros are not the Adav Sheish L'Matirin, as number one, you can't eat these Peiros since the walls of Yerushalayim are no longer around. Number two, since these Peiros already went into Yerushalayim, even if you go out of Yerushalayim, you can't be part of these Peiros. And since it's Adav Sheish L'Matirin, therefore, Bittul applies. And the Gemara continues and asks a question, V'amr Rava, but Rava taught us, B'chitza Lechol D'Raisa, that the din that you require mechitza around Yerushalayim in order to eat Peiros Maaseh Sheni is a din d'raisa. However, mechitzas look like drabbanon, the din that the only way to be poydim Maaseh Sheni is only if the Peiros never went into Yerushalayim, but once it went into Yerushalayim, and even if it goes out of Yerushalayim, you still can be poydim Maaseh Sheni is only din drabbanon, and therefore we should say v'chi gaz rabbanon ki snow lo mechitzas ki l'snow lo mechitzas like gaz rabbanon, and maybe we would say that the only time drabbanon made a gzera and said that you can't be poydim Peiros and Maaseh Sheni once it went into Yerushalayim is only when there were walls around the city. However, once there are no longer walls around the city, then maybe this Takanas Chacham did not apply, and you really could be Poydah the Peiros Maaseh Sheni, and therefore it's a Dav Sheish L'Matirin, and Bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara states that Yor Hanocha is not correct, as Lo Polag Rabbanon Bein Lesnol L'Mechitzas Bein Lesnol L'Mechitzas, that the Rabbanon were not Mechal between a case where the Mechitzas are around Yerushalayim, or in a scenario where there are no longer Mechitzas around Yerushalayim. And in all cases, Rabbanon said that once Peiros and Maaseh Sheni went into the Chaim Yerushalayim, even if they went out of the Chaim Yerushalayim afterwards, you still can't be poyder those Peiros and Maaseh Sheni. And therefore, once again, we have a scenario where it's the Dav Shein L'Matirin, and that's why the Din of Bittul Bride applies to the Peiros of Maaseh Sheni. And the Gemara now continues and goes back to its original question that we had on Chizkiyah, as we saw the Chizkiyah stated Maaseh Sheni Shein by Sharaputa Oimahu V'Chaim Shemachula Maaseh Rishenis Lefi She'ef Shalor Adam. And the Gemara asks a question on Chizkiyah from the Mishnah Masechtas Bikurim, as we were medayik in the Mishnah that b'negei Maaseh Sheni the din of bittul does apply. And the question is, why should the din of bittul apply to Peiros that are less than a Sharaputa if l'chayr is a Dav Sheish L'Matirin? And even though originally the Gemara wanted to ask this question directly from the Mishnah, but ultimately we asked it from the Braisa that states clearly Maaseh Sheni bittul b'ruba, and it gave a case of b'ez Maaseh Sheni amru b'Maaseh Sheni by Sharaputa v'shenichtes Yerushalayim v'yotza. And Agamar continues, Rav Huna Rabbi Huda Amar Rav Sheshes, Rabbi Huda says in the name of Rav Sheshes, Chodik Tani, that the way to understand the Braisa, and this way it won't be a steer to Chizkiyah, is because we're talking about one scenario, Maaseh Sheni Shein by Sharaputa. First of all, this Maaseh Sheni that we were talking about is where the Peiros were not valued as Sharaputa, and Shenichtu Yerushalayim v'yotza, and it also came into Yerushalayim and went out of Yerushalayim. And the reason why is a Dav Shein L'Matirin, and therefore Bittul does apply, is because these Peiros, which were less than a Sharaputa, already went into Yerushalayim and went out of Yerushalayim, and therefore you can't be mechalad on the Meis Rishonis, and therefore the Eitz of Chizkiyah doesn't apply. And the Gemara continues and asks, Amai, the Lachir, why do you say in this case the din of Bittul would apply, but when the head of an Elev in Achlei, then in the Chanami you can't be part of these Peiros and Meis Sheni since it went into Yerushalayim and went out, but the Meis of these Peiros and Meis Sheni are now in Yerushalayim, and let him eat it, and therefore it's a Dav Sheish L'Matirin, and therefore Bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara answers the Dafa Mechitzas that the Mechitzas fell down, and therefore you can't eat these Peiros any longer. And the Gemara asks, Benifrike, but the Maisa, once the Mechitzas fell down, let him now be allowed to redeem these Peiros Maisa Sheni, because Ba'amar Rava, Mechitza Lechol D'Raisa, and Mechitza Likloi D'Rabbanan, the only reason why you can't be poyed of Peiros Maisa Sheni that went into Yerushalayim and went out of Yerushalayim is only through D'Rabbanan, V'chi Gaz Rabbanan, Ki Yisnaol Mechitzas. And let us say that the Gzei Rabbanan was only relevant when the Mechitzas were around, but Ki Lesnol Mechitzas Loi Gaz Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan Takana did not apply once it were no longer Mechitzas, and therefore you should be able to be poyed of this Maisa Sheni, and if so, it's a Dav Sheish L'Matirin, and therefore Bittul shouldn't apply. And the Gemara answers, as we explained before, that like Polag Rabbanon, that Rabbanon would not mechalek between where there were mechitzas or where there was no mechitzas, but once something goes into Yerushalayim, even if it goes out of Yerushalayim, the din is that you can no longer be poided, and since you can't be poided, these Peiros Maaseh Sheni, therefore it's a Dav She'ein Lo Matirin, and therefore Bittul does apply. And the Gemara asks, Hachi, my iri ain't by Sharaputa, afili yesh by Nami, so why is it that we said that the case was where the Peiros Maaseh Sheni was not valued as Sharaputa, even if the pierced Maisa Sheni was valued as Shavu Pruta, once it went into the Mechitzas of Yishlayim, you can no longer be paided, and since there were no Mechitzas Yishlayim anymore, you can't eat these pierced Maisa Sheni, and therefore it's a Dovah She'in L'Matirin, and you should be able to be paided. And the Gemara answers, Lomi Boi Kama, that this is part of the Chiddush of the Braisa, that Lomi Boi Yesh Boi the Kotel Mechitzas, that's certainly in the case where the pierced are valued at a Shavu Pruta, that certainly over there, it's Kotel Mechitzas, and therefore, even though there's no longer Mechitzas, we still were Geyser, and we said that you can't be paid up pierced Maisa Sheni that were valued at a Shavu Pruta. However, Avlein Boi, Eimel Loi Kotel Mechitzas, but maybe we would say that if the value of the pierced of the Maisa Sheni isn't even a Shavu Pruta, maybe we wouldn't be so Machmer, and we would say that even though it went into the Mechitzas and it went out of Mechitzas, but now that the Mechitzas fell down, maybe we would say that you could still be paid up as pierced Maisa Sheni, and therefore it would be a Dov Sheesh Lamathirin, and Bittel Beroi would not apply, Kamash Blon, even though the pears are valued at less than Shavu Pruta, that you still can't be paid these pears Maisa Sheni, and therefore it's a Dov Sheim Lamathirin, and therefore Bittel applies. And let's see Rashi do the mask, Lamin Boy Yesh Boy, the Kivin de Bapadir, who Chayla love Klitas Mechitzas to Rabbanon, Blamitfriksu, Aval Imboy, but if there is no Shavu Pruta, Aim Bechai Gavin, Loy Ligzo, Rabbanon, Klitas Mechitzas Lapadir, the Misla Shriach, Yilchalo, Amos Rishonis, that since it's a Misla Shriach, therefore maybe you should be able to be Mechal Amos Rishonis, and maybe we would allow you to use the method of Chizkiah, Kamash Blon, that even in this case, we don't allow you to use the method of Chizkiah, and therefore it's a Dov She'in L'Matirin, and that's why Bittel Berev applies. And the Gemara continues in Dash in the Pasuk and Pasha B'choisai B'degei Maisa Sheni, as the Pasuk says, Vim Gol Yigol Ishmin Masori Chamishisa Yosivolov. The Gemara brings a Braisa Tana Rabbanan, and Gol Yigol Ishmin Masori, Masori V'loi Kol Masori. A person's allowed to be Goyal from his Maisa, but not all types of Maisa Sheni. Prala Maisa Sheni She'en by Shavu Pruta, that a person cannot be Poyda Maisa Sheni that's less than a Shavu Pruta. And Rashi says, She'en B'chlal Ge'ula V'lemedcha She'en Tefeses Pruta, and this teaches us that if you have Peyus Maisa Sheni and you want to go and redeem it onto a Pruta, that would not work. And the Gemara will now bring a Machlekes between Rabbi Abin and Rabbi Asi, as well as a Machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish, as to how to understand this Braisa. As Itma we learned, Rabbi Abi Omar Imbay, Rabbi Abi says when the Braisa says that if it's Imbay Shavu Pruta, that you can't be paided onto a Pruta, that's referring to the actual Pirus of Maisa Sheni, and if the Pirus of Maisa Sheni are not valued as a Shavu Pruta, you can't be paided onto a Pruta. And Rabbi Asi Amar, Im B'Chaim Shai, Rabbi Asi says that the Chaimish is not a Shavu Pruta, and as we know, when someone goes and tries to redeem his own Maisa Sheni, then he has to add on a Chaimish, and therefore Rabbi Asi teaches us that when the Braisa states that you can't be paided Maisa Sheni if it's worth less than a Shavu Pruta, it's not referring to the actual Maisa Sheni, as even if the Maisa Sheni would, for example, be valued at 3 prutais. However, Rabbi Asi would hold that since Lamaisa, the Chaimish of 3 prutais is less than a pruta, therefore you would not be able to be paided onto money, and the din of pidin would not be shayach to these payers of Maisa Sheni. And the Gemara continues with a similar machlekes between Rabbi Yechon and Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yechon Amar Imboy, Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbi Ami that Imboy, and Rabbi Shimon Malakish Amar Imboy Chaim Shai, Rabbi Shimon Malakish holds like Rabbi Asi, even if the payers of Maisa Sheni would be valuable and would be more than a Shavu Pruta, you could still not be paid of these pears of Maisa Sheni if the Chaimish is not valued at a Shavu Pruta. And the Gemara continues, Meisvel asks you a question both on the Shita of Ami as well as the Shita of Yechon. This Braisa will basically tell us the Din of Chizkia, and the Braisa states, Maisa Sheni She'im by Shavu Pruta, if you have pears of Maisa Sheni whose value is less than a Shavu Pruta, then Daya She'ima Hu V'Chaimshim Chul Amoisa Rishonis, then as Chizkia initially told us, then if you already had a coin, we already paid Pirus of Maisa Sheni onto that coin, and there was some value left to that coin, then the person that has this Pirus of Maisa Sheni that's value is less than a Shavu Pruta could say that the Pirus of Maisa Sheni as well as the Chaimish should be included in this coin. And being that the Braisa used a very interesting Lashon and used the Lashon of Daya Shiema, therefore the Gemara says, Bishleim Lamanda Amma Im B'Chaim Shai, it makes sense according to the Manda Amma that says Im B'Chaim Shai, meaning Rab Asi as well as Reish Lakish. So Hainu Diktani Daya, therefore the Braisa used the Lashon of Daya, the Afagad Rudei Isbei, that even though the actual Pirus have a Shavu Pruta, Kiyun the B'chaim Shaleka Shapa, but since the Chaimish doesn't have a Shavu Pruta, the Braisa is teaching us a Chiddush that certainly in the case where the actual Pirus were less than a Shavu Pruta, and certainly Chizki would say that the Torah is not going to bother someone to go and take less than a Shavu Pruta to Yishlayim, and certainly they will allow him to say, Hu V'chaim Shemechul Amayis Rishonis, but even in the case where the actual Pirus of Maisa Sheni are more valuable than the Shavu shor pruta, but the chaimish is going to be less than a shor pruta, maybe over there the Torah requires you to actually go and take these peiros to Yerushalayim, since they're valuable peiros and they are more than a shor pruta, and maybe Chizkiah's method of being pointed them onto the Mois Rishonis would not apply in that case. And therefore, the Brisa tells us that even in this case, it's enough if you say that it, as well as its chaimish, should be redeemed on the Mois Rishonis, and that method would still work. And Ayin Rashi do the maskal dayishayma kid Chizkiah for lo yamin and yamtinat shi'alenu l'shlayim, and we won't say they have to wait until you bring them to Yerushalayim, or yamtinat shi'sefenu l'macher, or wait until you have the ability to be mitzar of these periods together with other periods. And the chiddush is the kiyun de b'chaimshi leka pruta like a chashiv dayibekach, that since in the chaimish there isn't a pruta, therefore we don't consider a chashiv, and therefore we allow you to go and take these periods of ma'isa sheni and transfer it on to ma'isa rishonis. But according to Rabbi Ami and according to Rabbi Yechon, who said that when we said the din of the Braisa, that v'loy kol masori pratlam ma'isa sheni she'im by shor pruta, and if you have ma'isa sheni which is less valuable than the shor pruta, you can't be mischalal on pruta. So when the Braisa teaches us the din of Chizkiah, why does the Braisa use a lashon of dayoy, as all the Braisa should state that even though we just stated halacha that the din is that you're not allowed to take something that's less than a shor pruta and be mischalal on pruta, however, if you have ma'isa rishonis, then the din is you could say who v'chaim she'mechul al ma'isa rishonis. Braisa is just coming to teach us the standard din of Chizkiah, and therefore it shouldn't have used lashon of dayoy. And the Gemara ends off kasha that ein kanami. This is a good question on Rabbi Ami and on Rabbi Yechon, and we will stop over here.